This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Again, J. Randall Murphy is not here, not because he didn't want to be here, not because there's any argument, it's because Skype would not allow a three-way conversation between Arizona, Hollywood, and Calgary, Canada.
I didn't realize he was in Canada. That explains everything. Actually, it explains nothing. I don't know. It just was too bad. I mean, I enjoyed talking to him. I'm sorry he's not here. Randall, we miss you.
Randall's trying to diagnose it from his end, so we'll see.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
All right.
Let's go back, though, into the disclosure thing.
Sure.
Now, after disclosure, we can summarize this, and those who are interested can buy the book. How much would you have to update today with AD to reflect current developments?
Well, very little, actually, but some specific things. I mean, when Richard and I wrote it, you put the most contemporaneous cases in, and obviously we'd update cases. If I was to do a rewrite of it right now, we'd have to include the whole Tom DeLonge organization. We'd have to include the New York Times reporting. We'd have to include the fact that the Navy is going to change reporting requirements, etc. There's a lot of things that I would want to put in there. Harry Reid, we've talked about a lot of the things that are out there. But in the macro, though, that book really stands up, because I still think the only thing it's missing is the specifics that are of today's headlines. But in general, the idea that once we move from this sort of soft disclosure to a harder disclosure where other countries are joining in and where our own leaders are confirming things, and we're getting more information from that is technological, et cetera, that, and people are pretty much going to work and talking at the water cooler about, oh, my God, this is really happening. I think you're going to see much of what we talked about come true. There will be disruption, but I guess I would say it's transformational what will be happening. And it will literally transform everything from science to education to government, the military, medicine, just every aspect of our modern life that you can think of is going to be bent and twisted a little bit when everybody in the world starts to realize that, as I said before, and I'll say it again, that some of the things flying around in our skies are from someplace that isn't here, and they're being flown by somebody that isn't us. Once we're all pretty sure of that, it gets a little rocky, because people are then going to say, okay, I'm not now going to go back to bed and sleep quietly and raise no more questions. I want answers. And so we are going to get into a time where all kinds of things are going to be discussed. Here's a great example of just some of the specifics that Richard Dolan and I talked about in AD after disclosure. Once you've started admitting that some of these things are real, imagine all the pilots who suffered because they tried to report a sighting and got grounded or saw their career suffer. Well, they're going to file a class action lawsuit against somebody, right? I mean, there's just going to be – and what about abductees? What if the government actually knows that a certain percentage of abductions are real? But what they've allowed to happen for 40 years is for people to be ridiculed for claiming that they were abductees. Don't you think those people are going to raise a fuss about that? I mean, we're going to come unhinged in a way, and then we'll muddle through it, I think, depending on what the actual truth is.
But you see, there's also an issue here to talk about. There are some people who will argue that UFOs are a phenomenon that is in part a manifestation of a collective unconscious, and a manifestation of what they call co-creation, that we are working to alter or interpret this phenomenon in terms of our cultural upbringing. And that's why UFOs today have the science fiction aspect. As far as abductions are concerned, let me just drop this all at you in one fell swoop about it. Okay. With abductions, a friend of ours, Miguel, he calls himself Red Pill Junkie. Don't know if you've heard of him.
Oh, yeah, of course. He's
He's a pretty brilliant guy there. He's also a good artist.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
He did a piece for our Paracast newsletter, and he's written about it elsewhere, suggesting the similarity between the near-death experience and the UFO abduction. And some feel that the abduction is separate from the UFO phenomenon, whatever it is.
Well, there is a lot to unpack there. I'll start by going back to a physicist at the turn of the century, the last century, the 1900 turn. His name was J.S. Haldane, I believe, and he's famous for a quote, "The universe is not only stranger than we imagine, it is stranger than we can imagine." All right, so I'm pretty sure that none of us have the actual monopoly on truth on this thing right now. And I wouldn't be surprised if much of the cover-up that we've endured over the years has been because it is unclear even to the people who think they're in the know as to what's really going on. That's why a disclosure will be a bumpy ride. But I do think there's more to it. This is just my opinion. I mean, everybody's got one. But I think there's more to it than just a collective unconsciousness summoning up this thing that we now see as scientific. It could be the other way around. In other words, it's always been nuts and bolts, but it's been perceived as fairies and gnomes and things like that over the years. So I think we are in a tough patch where we need to do some better research. And I'd like to get my hands on some of the research that others have done over the years, because let's face it, I still go back to, if Roswell in 1947 was real, that means that they have had, 72 years to work on this? That's a lot of studies. That's a lot of cases. That's a lot of information. And it's time to get it out of the vaults and out onto, the internet and everywhere else. It's time for us to study it because, I used to be the, chairman and CEO of the Television Academy. And there was a guy, there who always said, all of us together are smarter than any one of us. I just have never heard anything more true. That's just absolutely the truth. All of us are smarter than any one of us. And part of the problem of secrecy is that it keeps you from, you hit a roadblock in your research and you want to pick up the phone and call somebody and say, hey, here's the roadblock I just hit. What are your thoughts about this? I know you're an expert on something. And you can't do that when everything is compartmentalized. We need to break the secrecy compartmentalization down so that this really fascinating, incredible phenomenon can be studied by the best minds across the planet at the same time. And I wouldn't be surprised that one of the greatest things that disclosure is going to give us is at the beginning, yes, it'll be messy, but with time, we will find that unleashing the best minds of the planet at the same time on it may actually give us some answers.
You wonder here with compartmentalization whether the problem with disclosure is that no one agency knows everything. Each agency has a little bit of information they keep to themselves for whatever reason. There's turf battles, that kind of thing. It's kind of going back to 9/11. Where one of the reasons some suggest we weren't fully aware of what was going to happen is because each agency wasn't talking to the other agency. Maybe not. We've got Bryce Sable. We're talking here now about what the government might know about the prospects for disclosure, what might happen after that. More to come with Gene and Bryce. You're in
the Paracast.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
You see, the overall assumption, I guess, in the UFO field is that, assuming UFOs are spaceships, not collective unconscious or something else, that the military is keeping a secret. They know everything.
Yeah, I don't believe that.
No, it may be, as I suggested, different agencies have a certain level of information that they've collected. And if they could integrate everything,
Right.
They have some answers. And well, indeed, the government is not going to admit, we don't know what's going on.
No, and partly because at this point, if they had admitted it in the 50s, people would have said, well, of course, you had to study it and blah, blah, blah. Right now, to admit anything would be to say, we've basically been lying for 70-some years by omission. I don't think with this compartmentalization that anybody is going to just come out and lay it all out for us. It isn't like they're going to call reporters into the briefing room and say, everybody, here is a 3-terabyte hard drive for you full of the best photos and videos and documents. That's not going to happen. But there may be an event at some point that raises the question of these objects in such a direct and clear way that people say, okay, if that's not ours and it's not theirs, then whose is it? Now, at that point, we start to have a situation, and the situation will be what people in authority decide to do with that situation. And it doesn't necessarily have to start with the United States. I think we'd probably like to be the leaders in disclosure, but Russia could do it. China could do it. France has already tried doing it. They could try again. The Pope could do it. The idea that somebody in an official capacity says, yeah, we're really open to this and we're as interested as anybody in getting this truth out, we may be reaching that point. And we almost have to, if we're as a species going to grapple with whatever is happening here, and it's clear something is happening, if we're ever going to get to the place where we grapple with it, then what we have to do is start. I mean, you can't get anywhere if you don't get started. If you want to write an essay, you got to start with a few words. So it's time to get on with it. That's all there is to it.
I used to say that if during the Obama administration, he came on a press briefing and he said, I have to tell you something special, something momentous, the biggest story in our history. We're being visited by beings from other planets. If he even brought on E.T., they'd think it's somebody in a uniform or a costume, and they wouldn't believe him, or half would and half wouldn't. And the same is true for President Trump. If he said something like that, his 30 or 35% of followers would believe everything he says, and then the other 50, 60% would say, nah.
No, I don't think that's the case anymore. I would say if Obama did it, he was a very careful, controlled man. So the disclosure that Obama would have been behind would have come with some evidence and some policy, right? He was a policy wonk in that regard, and he would have said, this is going to be the policy that we pursue in bringing this to the people. I think, though, that the irony of all this is the disclosure president, it looks like it could very well be Donald Trump. And the irony there is if Donald Trump were to go and stand on the White House lawn right this second and say, yeah, by the way, those UFOs, they're all real. I think a lot of people wouldn't believe him because he doesn't have that relationship with the truth that people are used to. But I do believe we are closer and closer to some form of disclosure. If Trump wins re-election, that means we got a 6-year window here where if disclosure happens, he will be the disclosure president. So I put the chance fairly high that it may be him who's standing there. And if you don't want him to be the disclosure president, then I guess you should not be voting for him in 2020. If you think somebody else should be the disclosure president, you should think about that, because that is probably going to be the issue of 2020 that is the least discussed issue, but is going to be potentially the most troublesome in the next term.
You also have to consider the implications to existing industries, space travel, energy especially, because if you have evidence of a technology that's way, way, way beyond anything we can do here, what happens to those industries?
First of all, what do we know? As my partner Dolan often said, is we know one thing. They're not flying around on gas engines, right? So if just acknowledging that UFOs are real would set into motion a whole reevaluation of the energy industry, and we would probably make some strides in getting further and faster away from the internal combustion engine than we already have. Everything's going to change. every single thing is going to change. This is the biggest change that ever will happen. And I have to say, just as a citizen and as a human being, I'm nervous. I mean, I don't know whether the ultimate reality of this truth is negative, as David Jacobs might argue. I don't know if there are space brothers, as some of the wishful thinkers would like. I really don't know. I don't have enough information to make that call, and I'm very nervous about it. But having said that, I don't think the option of secrecy fits anymore. It may have fit in the early days, but right now, in the world we live in, with the problems we have, secrecy is no longer the right option. It's not the right choice for us. So we're going to have to make some changes. And just as an aside on that, if you imagine that some people in our U.S. military in 45 with the ghost rockets and the Foo Fighters, and then in 46 with the Ghost Rider rockets, and 47 with Roswell, some of our people knew what was going on. It was classified in a more traditional way because it was the military that was in charge of managing the secret at that point. And I bet if you interviewed those people at that time, most of them would have said, yeah, we'll be lucky to keep this one for 10 years. It's, you know, but we're not going to tell anybody until we have to. I bet they'd be shocked that we got 72 years out and still haven't copped to the whole thing. But we will soon.
Well, there's always one way to end it all, which is whatever force is behind UFOs makes its presence known on a mass scale.
Beautiful.
If that were done, everything is off the table.
Well, Gene, I one of the things I like to do is say, well, what do we know? What do we know for sure? Here's one fact that we know for sure about UFOs. We know that we and they, well, let's call them the others. We know that humans and the others agree on one thing, and one thing only for sure. They agree on secrecy. We know this because both sides have the opportunity to end it immediately. We could call a news conference and lay out those terabytes of information and tell everybody that they're real, but we don't do it. They could land on the White House lawn or in Central Park, or they could hover over our cities or do whatever it is that they want to do to announce their complete viability in our skies. But they don't do it.
I mean, I'm going to ask you the obvious question in our next segment with Bryce Abel and Gene Steinberg. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Missouri lawmakers have passed a ban on abortions after 8 weeks. The governor, Mike Parson, says he does support it and he will sign it. And now there's calls for a boycott of the state of Alabama because of its new abortion law. USA's Chris Barnes has more on that.
The law signed this week bans virtually all abortions without exception for rape and incest. Now the controller in the state of Maryland, Peter Franchot, says he's advising that state's $52 billion pension fund to pull any money it's invested in Alabama companies.
because it's a theocracy. It's not based on scientific fact. The only thing that can offset that, in my experience, is money.
Meanwhile, the Colorado Secretary of State's calling for a boycott, and she's banned her staff from official travel to the state because of that new law.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment. An early termination fee at Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
This is Jacques Vallée, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Bryce Abel, the obvious question here is it all possible after all this that one or more agencies in the government has already interacted with this other force and they're working together to decide when the populace is ready?
Well, I don't have enough information to answer that. I guess I can answer it. And if the question is it possible? Damn right it's possible. It's clearly possible. Do I personally feel that's true? I don't know. There are people that have talked about it, but I'm not seeing any real evidence of interaction. I suppose it wouldn't surprise me if there's another intelligent life form interacting in our world, then it's possible that they've spoken to us and we've spoken to them. And if that had actually happened, then I suppose that would be one reason to keep the cover up going. It's a pretty hard thing to disclose, isn't it? By the way, those UFOs are real. And yeah, we're in discussions with them right now. I mean, hell, we can barely cover a meeting between Trump and Putin. How is that going to go down? But, you know, if I can pull it back to Stanton for a minute, the one thing he always said that I disagreed with, and we both mentioned that we disagree with certain things, but I heard him say it so many times. He would say things like, we're not unique, we're not special. You know, when people would ask him about what the nature of the contact was, and he would act like, what are we? We're nothing. You know, we're just a violent species. What do they care about us? Well, they obviously care about us. He was wrong. They care about us. They're here. The fact that they're here means they care. And I think the answer is not that the universe is teeming with life and we're not unique and we're not special. I think the answer is the opposite. I think the universe is a vastly big place, yes. And there are a lot of planets out there where life might exist. But I bet that intelligent life, and certainly intelligent life that has achieved technology or some standard of technology, is much more rare than we think it is. And I think that intelligent life is interesting to all other intelligent life. So my bet is, in some way, shape, or form, the others, the wherever they're from, might be extraterrestrial, might be interdimensional, might even be us, time travelers, I don't know, whoever they are, whatever they represent, they're here because we're interesting, not because we're not interesting.
Of course, we look at what some people say, oh, they have a prime directive not to interfere with local activities. But their very presence, the fact that you can see them, has already interfered with local activities on this planet. They've changed people's lives.
The whole concept of the prime directive, you know, the Star Trek prime directive, is, I think, a good example of thinking too much like a human. Because that's probably what we would do. If we went to another planet, the first thing we'd do is we'd observe and we'd take our time. We don't know how they think. We really don't. So the idea that there is a prime directive or a non-prime directive, who really knows at this point whether they think that is the case or not? But I'll tell you one thing. They know a lot more about us than we do about them, because they have the technology to get here. It isn't that they've been studying TV signals that have escaped into the reaches of space. They're here. They have managed to read everything on the internet. They've watched every television program, every film, every documentary, every book, everything that is available. They have seen and somehow factored into, whether they have computers or however they analyze information, they've been able to do something we haven't quite been able to do, which is take the entire output of humanity in terms of creativity, culture, government, writing, Shakespeare, the Beatles. They've taken it all and they put it all into one place where they can absorb it. And they may have made sense out of humanity in a way that we haven't even done for ourselves. So whatever the meeting of the minds is that's about to happen, whether it's been happening, but I'm saying it's about to happen in a public way, fasten your seatbelts, folks. This is going to be crazy.
In passing, I should mention that with Star Trek, how many times did Captain Kirk violate the prime directive?
It's not such a great directive, is it, if you have to violate it all the time?
Captain Picard did a few things he shouldn't have done.
First of all, I think the idea of a prime directive makes some sense, but I'm a human being. You know, I didn't grow up on another planet or another dimension. I have an individual mind, not a hive mind. I don't know. I mean, maybe it's an AI. Whatever it is, I don't know how they think. And they, even though it makes sense to me to have a prime directive, they may not. Although, again, evidence would suggest they have some version of it, because they clearly haven't done the massive intervention or the public announcement. So they have attempted some version of a prime directive. They haven't gone out of their way so far to just stick it in our faces and say, we're here. Whatever they've managed to do, they've managed to do it where there's still plausible deniability that it happened. And we, of course, our culture, have become the unwitting assistants in the cover-up. Because through official denial and ridicule, we have made people for over 7 decades feel like idiots if they talk about UFOs. And that's got to end.
And they're not waiting for Zefram Cochran to invent warp drive.
I don't think they are. But I am always reminded of the fact that we don't have enough information to make informed decisions or speculations right now. It is possible that there are people around the globe, a small group of people, obviously, but it is possible that a small group of people know enough of certain details to do informed speculation. That, I think, is possible. And I think that they just decided a while ago, we're not going to do this in public because it's only going to cause trouble. And listen, we came out of World War II where we had to defeat Hitler. I'm not sure that the public was ready to be told, yeah, there's aliens around here. I mean, that would have been a crazy thing.
But that goes back to the other theories in the early days of the UFO field. How many of those early sightings were really test aircraft? Things retrieved from Germany that we played with to try to see what they did?
I am certainly a believer that the vast majority of UFO sightings are in fact just an unidentified flying object. They are not from another planet or another dimension. In fact, that's why Stanton Friedman, our friend, always still preferred the term flying saucer, because he said, I'm not interested in UFOs. Most UFOs are not flying saucers. So I'm not interested in a garden variety UFO. I'm interested in a flying saucer, which connotes something from another place besides here. So I take his point on that. We're just in a place where it's fun to speculate. I mean, I do it all the time. You do it all the time, but we're still speculating. We just don't know. And I guess that's why this issue is so compelling to us. We want to know because it's the biggest mystery ever. And we know it's been going on under our noses all our lives. And for some of us of a certain age, we're tired of it. And we want to get these answers. But I would also say that all of us are people of a certain age. All of us have lived all our lives in this secrecy, and it's really time to kick it aside and find out, good, bad, or indifferent, or unknown, what we think is going on.
We've got to find out more of what's going on or not in our final segment with Bryce Sable and Gene Steinberg. Randall, we wanted him on, but Skype would not cooperate. It's a plot from Microsoft. You're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
As you know, neighbors, web hosting can be pretty cheap, but not all hosting is the same. DreamHost wins best of awards year after year. You get unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, and even the low-cost plans put your sites on high-performance SSDs. Want to know more about what DreamHost has to offer? Go to technightowl.com/host. Once again, that's technightowl.com/host.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
No, the aliens have not prevented Randall from connecting with us. It's Microsoft. It's Skype. It's some weird communications problem that we haven't figured out.
That's very true, but, you know, I guess that also is kind of a it's kind of interesting apropos of what we're talking about. You know, we're still getting fouled up on Skype. We do have wonderful technology and all that, but whoever's here has even better stuff. I mean, that's just the reality. You see the Tic Tac video. Well, that's not ours, and it's not Putin's, and it's not China's. It's got to be somebody else's because it's doing some things that just don't happen around here. And there's a level of technology surrounding us that we don't know the answer to. That's all I keep saying. I mean, I wish I had these answers. And the problem is you can research UFO sightings all you want right now, and all you're going to do is come up with yet another UFO sighting to go on the backs of thousands and thousands of great UFO sightings. We need to move beyond that to this after disclosure world. And that's, you know, to go back to the book, that's why Dolan and I wrote that book. And that's where I think the next decade is going to take us. So just to go back to the question that you asked a few segments ago, I guess I say it's very, very likely that we're going to have this change within the next 10 years. But things are so fluid right now, and I think that's pretty obvious to anybody. I mean, look at the historically strange things that are happening for the first time ever and all that. We are on the cusp of this thing. It could happen tomorrow. You could wake up tomorrow morning and find out that something happened in the night, and there's a news conference on the, you know, coming out of the Pentagon, and martial law has been declared. I mean, you just don't know. It's coming, though.
The one thing, of course, in the meantime, I say often, if UFOs are spaceships, it's very likely we're not seeing them in their true form.
That's true. Obviously, whoever can build whatever they're building can cloak them or make them appear differently than they are, or they might not. I mean, maybe the Tic Tac is just the preferred mode of transportation, or maybe it's a drone, or maybe, yeah, maybe. I think the frustration that I feel, that you feel, and your listeners feel, is that we're all kind of fed up, and we're saying, enough is enough. Those of you who have been studying this, stop keeping it to yourself. It's time to bring us all in. And that's why Richard Dolan and I ended our book with three little essays. One was to the others, telling them that we're onto them. The other was to the people, telling us that we're going to have to get ready, get ready, you know, people get ready. And the third was to the people who have been managing the secret. And I'll say the same thing that we said then. I understand. I'm speaking to those people right now. I understand why you did what you did. I understand how the system continued to create this secrecy on this topic. It makes perfect sense to me. But the thing that you need to understand now is that times have changed. The world is not the world where this secret first came to us. The world is one now where it demands to be out in the open. If you don't already have it, you better be working on the plan to unveil this as effectively as you can to the public. Because if you don't do what your job is, we are going to do it for you. That's what I would say.
ET can start by helping us deal with climate change.
Yeah, I don't know if they will, though. I mean, they might. But then if they were, then they should have started. For all we know, in dark skies, for example, the aliens were starting climate change, right? They weren't here to save us from it. They were helping to alter the planet to make it more hospitable for themselves. This goes back to what we've said. There is an insufficient amount of data, real hard data. If you can't even agree if the others exist, or if they do exist, where they're from, or if you know where they're from, what they want, then you really can't speculate on what they think about specifics like climate change. I will say there is some evidence now that we can say something has to do with nuclear weapons, because we know they've shown us that they can shut them down. They've done that repeatedly. So we know that they care about them, and we know that they have demonstrated to our militaries that they can stop them if they want to. Now, why that's the case, I don't know, but I would also submit nuclear power certainly explains the timeline. We blow up the first nuclear bombs in 1945, and guess what? We get Foo Fighters, followed by Ghost Rockets, followed by Roswell. And why Roswell? Roswell was the nation's only nuclear bomber base in 1947. Even Betty and Barney Hill, when they were abducted in 1961, lived 10 miles from Peace Air Force Base, which was the nation's nuclear bomber base post-Roswell. So I think nuclear weapons have something to do about this. I'm not sure what, but I think there's something going on there.
That would also hint that UFOs may have a more direct origin, like a breakaway civilization or something, because why would they care about nuclear weapons, unless if we destroy this planet physically, it could upset the balance in the solar system?
You know, that's very possible. Again, I'm glad that as a screenwriter, I live in the world of speculation, so I can throw anything out and it, you know, whatever. I don't have to prove anything. But, you know, we don't know. For example, if these were interdimensional beings, we don't know that if you blow up a nuclear weapon on Earth, it doesn't punch a hole into their reality. Let's face it, in the time since we blew up that first one in New Mexico, I believe there's been like 10,000 nuclear weapons tested, something like that, something crazy. Well, if we were blowing holes into somebody else's reality, they'd be here looking around. I just feel like we go back to the universe is not only stranger than we imagine, it is stranger than we can imagine. And the people who have taken that position, like Jacques Vallée and others, who have said there's just more going on here than we're quite comprehending, I think they may have it right. There may be certainly that aspect to it. But then again, Stanton Friedman, J. Allen Hynek, two people that we talked about, both thought nuts and bolts were a big part of this.
The thing, of course, is, and we can go on with another show for this, what would we achieve if we were continuing with the growth of science 100 years from now, 500 years from now? I mean, we look at now at the inventions of Star Trek, and except for the transporter and warp drive, which are being checked by scientists now, we've surpassed them.
Yeah.
With the communicator, with the tricorder, etc., etc. We're just about out of time. Bryce Sable, tell our listeners, if they want to know more about the stuff you do, is there a place they can go?
Yeah, listen, people that are interested in the UFO discussion, I've tried to turn this Twitter page into a place where people can talk openly about it. The title for that is @HollywoodUFOs. at Hollywood UFOs. And I would also just ask people if that I'd love to have them, not because of selling a book, but because I think the ideas are worthy of discussion right now. The book is AD After Disclosure, and it's written by Richard Dolan and myself, and I think it still stands the test of time, and I'm eager to engage anybody on those topics as they look at that. And as for the rest of it, I just hope I'm lucky enough to bring some of these films we've discussed to the screen so people can love them or hate them. And let's get on with this disclosure thing, people. Ask political candidates about UFOs. Thank you.
You can find us on Twitter if you look for the Paracast. Look for the Paracast Community and Fan Club on Facebook. Look for the Paracast Store with branded merchandise at theparacast.store, theparacast.store. And we also have the After the Paracast show, our supplementary show that's only available if you subscribe to the Paracast Plus. For more info, go to plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. You also get a version of the show free of the network ads with better quality audio. All combining for a great package starting at just $1.49 a week. Our price, cheap. Plus.theparacast.com. Bryce Sable, thank you for putting up with Skype's failings, and thank you for joining us on the Paracast.
Always love to be there. Watch the skies, people. Thank you, Gene. Best to Randall.
Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.